This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers in the House meeting urge government to prioritize Madhya Province, call for immediate action on drinking water and irrigation. President Ramchandra Paudil refuses to authenticate Constitutional Council bill, returns it to the lower house for review. International Relations and Tourism Committee continues deliberations on Air Service Authority Bill. Lawmakers call for a clear policy on safe air travel. And UN Aid Agency reports 1 in 5 children malnourished in Gaza City. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting held yesterday unanimously approved two proposals for consideration. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Shah Sudhi presented the Human Trafficking and Smuggling Control First Amendment Bill 2081, assuring lawmakers that their feedback would be incorporated. Lawmakers actively participated in discussions on the bill's theoretical aspects. Similarly, the House unanimously endorsed Minister for Land Reforms, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari's proposal to send the Land-Related Acts Amendment Bill 2082 to the concerned committee for clause-wise deliberations. During the special hour, lawmakers demanded immediate government action for drought-hit Madhya Province. They called for subsidies to farmers, electric irrigation through deep boring, and diplomatic efforts to manage water from the Gandak Canal and Kosi River. Lawmakers also emphasized the need for a relief plan, a clear policy, and grant arrangements to address the crisis. Meanwhile, parliamentarians from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party continued their boycott of the House meeting, demanding the formation of an investigation committee into the visit visa scam. The next meeting of the lower house is scheduled for 1 p.m. today, where Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta is scheduled to present the Tilganga Eye Institute Bill 2081, originated from the National Assembly. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Paudil has refused to authenticate the bill to amend the Act on Constitutional Council Duties, Responsibilities and Work Procedure 2066 Bikram Sambat, sending it back to the House of Representatives for reconsideration. According to President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, the bill was returned under Article 113C of the Constitution as it was deemed inconsistent with the letter and spirit of the Constitution, democratic norms and values, and international practices. The bill, which had been endorsed by both houses of the federal parliament, was forwarded to the president for authentication on July 15. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and government spokesperson Prithivi Subba Gurung has announced that the government will intensify efforts to address the crisis in Madhya Province following its declaration as a disaster hit zone for the next 3 months. Speaking at a press briefing on recent cabinet decisions, Minister Gurung stated that the government will work swiftly to resolve drinking water and irrigation issues in the region. In another decision, the cabinet has designated Rukumkot, located in wards 5 and 6 of Sisne Rural Municipality, as the official headquarters of Rukum East District. Additionally, the cabinet approved the acceptance of a $100 million loan from OPEC Fund for International Development to support the South Asia Sub-Regional Economic Cooperation Electricity Transmission and Distribution Project. The International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives continued discussions on the Nepal Air Services Authority Bill. During yesterday's meeting, lawmakers emphasized the need for a clear and effective policy to ensure safe and reliable air services. Several members who have pledged to propose amendments highlighted key concerns. Lawmakers stressed the importance of advancing the Civil Aviation Authority Bill alongside the Nepal Air Services Authority Bill, citing their close interconnection, and voiced concern over the increasing number of air crashes and urged for strategic planning to determine future airport needs. They also called for the bill to include clear provisions regarding private sector investment in aviation, while advocating for a structural overhaul of the air services sector to improve safety and efficiency. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order to stop the implementation of the Iodized Salt Act 1998, which was set to take effect from July 17, 2025. A division bench of Justices Dil Prasad Shrestha and Mahesh Sharma Paudel issued the order stating that the Act has remained unenforced for nearly 25 years due to the absence of necessary regulations. The court reasoned that implementing the Act without supporting regulations is unlikely to cause significant harm and therefore halted its enforcement. The interim order was issued in the name of the Government of Nepal and the Ministry of Health and Population. The ruling comes in response to a writ petition that challenged the activation of the Act after more than two decades of regulatory inaction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced that the Nepal's exports reached a historic high in the fiscal year 2024-25. Posting on his social media account, the Prime Minister stated that the country exported goods and services worth 277.3 billion rupees during the period, marking an 81.8% increase compared to the previous year. In the last fiscal year, total exports stood at 152.38 billion rupees. Prime Minister Oli credited the significant rise in the exports to the efforts made since the formation of the current government. Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav has instructed subordinate agencies to mobilize all available human resources to address the severe drinking water crisis in Tarai Madhes. At a senior management meeting yesterday, Minister Yadav urged officials to prioritize resolving the crisis, especially in Bara and Parsa districts. He also directed ministry officials to formally seek cooperation from donor agencies, international organizations, and neighboring countries to help manage and overcome the water shortage in the region. A delegation from the National Senior Citizens Federation, NASCIF, met with President Ramchandra Paudel at Sitil Nivas yesterday. The delegation requested the President's support for senior citizens' representation in the National Assembly, reforms in the distribution of senior citizens' allowances based on economic status, citizenship for stateless senior citizen, and promotion of joint family values. President Paudel assured the delegation that he would raise these issues with the concerned authorities to address the challenges faced by senior citizens. A delegation from the Hotel Association Pokhara held separate meetings yesterday with Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel and UAE Ambassador Abdullah Al Samsi to seek support for the smooth operation of Pokhara International Airport. The delegation urged the finance minister to initiate direct flights from the various Indian cities to Pokhara ahead of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to India. They also requested speeding up the construction of the Narayanganj-Butwal and Pokhara-Moglin roads to improve connectivity. In the discussions with the UAE ambassador, the delegation sought assistance in establishing direct flights between Pokhara and the UAE. The ambassador expressed positive support for promoting tourism in Pokhara and attracting investment from the UAE. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, reports that one in five children in Gaza City is malnourished, with cases increasing daily. Gaza's health ministry confirmed that at least 115 Palestinians, including many children, have died from starvation since the conflict with Israel began in October 2023. Most deaths have occurred in recent weeks. Over 100 international aid and human rights organizations have issued urgent warnings about mass starvation and called on governments to take immediate action. While Israel, which controls all supply entries into Gaza, denies imposing a siege and blames Hamas for malnutrition, the UN has described aid deliveries as a mere trickle amid a worsening hunger crisis. The World Health Organization has also stated that a large portion of Gaza's population is starving. Aid deliveries were halted by Israel in early March following a ceasefire, and although the blockade was partially eased, shortages of food, fuel, and medicine have intensified. According to the UN Human Rights Office, more than 1,000 Palestinians have reportedly been killed by Israeli military forces while attempting to receive food aid in the past 2 months. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the weaker-than-usual influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the country with chances of isolated heavy rainfall at one or two places of hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Lawmakers in the House meeting urge government to prioritize Madhya Province, called for immediate action on drinking water and irrigation. President Ramchandra Podil refuses to authenticate Constitutional Council bill, returns it to the lower house for review. International Relations and Tourism Committee continues deliberations on Air Services Authority bill. Lawmakers call for a clear policy on safe air travel. And UN Aid Agency reports 1 in 5 children malnourished in Gaza City. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.